Thank you, David. This week we welcome new listeners Marjorie Smith, Hilda Holmes, Phyllis Moore, John Jenkins and Gordon Rooney, all from Norwich. We hope you enjoy your weekly chatterbox.
In this first batch of stories from the evening news, a Norwich teenager takes on the challenge of the race for life, a quirky cafe offers entertainment as well as a full English, and a trial to assess traffic jams is abandoned because it caused a traffic jam.
As a professional footballer, he used to head to London to play Crystal Palace. But as the founder of a successful fundraising charity, Darren Eadie's latest trip to the capital was a royal invitation to Buckingham Palace. The Prince of Wales invited the former Canaries winger to attend a garden party which was held to mark the 40th anniversary of the Prince's Trust. Mr. Eadie was asked to attend because of his work as founder of the celebrity auction site Celebrity, which has helped raise hundreds of thousands of pounds for charities, including youth charity The Prince's Trust. The former Norwich City star, who also played for current Premier League champions Leicester, was forced to retire at the age of 28 due to a knee injury. On returning to Norfolk, he set up the auction site and encouraged fellow footballers and celebrities to donate items to go under the hammer online, with the money raised going to good causes. Since then, Celebrity has expanded to run events and high-profile celebrity football matches, including the hugely popular Jamie's Games at Carrow Road.
Taking on a 10-kilometre race is difficult for most, but one Norwich teenager took on the challenge at just 13 years old. Millie Bell from Norwich celebrated her birthday a few weeks ago and was one of the youngest people taking part in the Race for Life at Norwich Showground on Sunday. She took part in memory of her grandfather, Joe Bell, who died following a battle with cancer in 2015. Millie said, "I was on a mission and I surprised myself at the speed." For most of the 10K, she ran with her mother, Angela Bell. Mrs. Bell said, "Not only did Millie complete the 10K, but she did it in under an hour and doubled her fundraising to nearly £300. She ran like the wind and I could hardly keep up with her." Millie was thinking about her grandpops on the way round. She didn't stop once and the thought of him kept her going. She did a massive sprint finish at the end and I couldn't keep up with her. Last year, Millie ran the 5K route for the Race for Life, something her grandfather was very proud of. So when he died 7 weeks later, she decided to try a bigger and better challenge to raise money for Cancer Research UK. Her original target was £150, but donations are still pouring in. Millie completed the race in 59 minutes and 55 seconds.
A quirky cafe has sprung up at Norwich Arts Centre, where festival goers can enjoy being entertained while tucking into their breakfasts. Egg Festival Cafe is being run by the Common Lot actors Simon Floyd and Amanda Coleman, and aims to serve up a tasty array of cultural delights alongside a varied breakfast menu throughout the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. The whole idea is to create a fun-loving, spontaneous environment where we are promoting local and festival performers and serving great breakfasts, said Mr. Floyd. Storytellers, singers, musicians and more are set to perform in the cafe. Sound artist Michael Ridge has already paid a visit and made music from the sounds of people eating their egg and bacon. Diners can also set the atmosphere by choosing songs from the cafe's record collection, and there are opportunities to hear from directors involved with the festival and the arts in Norfolk. Lily Bayliss, aged 30, from Norwich, enjoyed breakfast at the cafe yesterday with her mum, Lisa Bayliss, aged 57, and her daughter, Mia Bayliss, 3. She said, "It's absolutely brilliant, really good fun and quirky. These guys are great, they're hilarious. We also like the music. We like the record player." The cafe is open from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30 p.m. every day, except Sunday, until Saturday, May the 28th.
A trial to assess how to solve traffic jams on the £21 million Postwick hub had to be abandoned because of the tailbacks of vehicles it created. Council bosses were having a rethink over a section of the junction off the A47 to the east of Norwich because of rush hour tailbacks building up at a roundabout. Norfolk County Council is considering installing a new segregated left turn lane because of the problems with traffic coming from the Great Yarmouth direction and heading into Thorpe St Andrew. To simulate the impact such a lane would have on other traffic, the council planned to carry out two tests over 2 weeks, with temporary traffic lights trialled on the roundabout, so that traffic crossing the old bridge could go through the roundabout without giving way. But the first of the two tests, carried out at about 8 a.m. on Monday the 16th of May, had to be rapidly abandoned because of the jams the trial created.